History of El Borj. The Arabic origin of this village is obvious from an ethnological study of its name, El Borj, although little is known as to the history of the municipality. What is known is written certain chronicles that date from the era of the Christian occupation, which state that there was a group of Moors there who managed to resist the Christian pressure when the uprising of the Moors began in the Aksaquia region. El Borj soon gained fame as a particularly rebellious focal point by the Christian conquerors. The rebels finally sought refuge in the Alpujarras Mountains and were aided by fellow rebels in the area. It was thanks to the chief magistrate Don Alvaro de Zozo who decided to end the resistance at El Borj and sent a full garrison of men to El Borj to do just that. One of the most important people that stands out in the village's 17th century history was Martin Vazquez Soela, who was born there. He was considered to be one of the most brilliant theologians in King Philippe IV's court, and he went on to teach humanities to some of the royal family members. He started out his career when still in El Borj and used to share his reflections in the church named Nuestra Señora del Rosario, a good example of a Gothic Renaissance building from the beginning of the 5th century. However, even more infamous yet was the figure known as El Bisco de El Borj. The inhabitants of this village have revised all the history surrounding this infamous bandit, and they have made the most of it. They have even gone as far as to make him a symbol by which outsiders may recognize the village. Today, the village is going through a process of economic diversification in which the vine is a vital element. The village's wines and raisins are also famous. However, the small textile sector and tourism are also growing industries.